You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Have a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and get some rest, and we'll be back.
Absolutely, yes. My brain yesterday, it was interesting, I was back in the office yesterday, and it felt like my brain had shut off for 2015. It's like, all right, you know, because I guess I was in meetings all day, but in between meetings, I was jotting things down, and then I was like, I'll do them next year.
All right, there you go, next year.
We'll see.
All right, so we'll find out how 2016 will fare when we talk with you on January 4th.
All right, looking forward to it. Have a great New Year's Eve, great New Year, and I'll chat with you on Monday.
All right, take care. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. It's there on the rewind right now on the podcast. And she helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntChamber.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located at the shopping center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, we're going to traveling. I got Diane Lane from D&L Travel on the phone, and it's early, but Happy New Year to you.
Everyone.
Good morning.
So I hope everyone had a good Christmas and lots of toys.
Yeah. See, now there's a perfect. I hate to digress, but I have to say this. Clothes. You know, if somebody's really a clothes horse, clothes are fun. Yeah. But you know, when somebody gives me a sweater or something, I'm like, oh, that's
okay.
That's so disappointing. I mean, Christmas is supposed to
gadgets
be
gadgets or a toy.
Gadgets and toys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Even us adults love Even, that.
That's right. That's right.
Everybody is all into all their technology today.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah. So I have a question for you before we start.
Okay.
Because I was talking with Michelle Heide about the actual the change in interest rates and how what we're about to do in the United States will be making the dollar rise, and what's going on in Europe and Asia with regard to their economic problems, and they're making their currencies devalued. So I was wondering if you have any idea how to traverse the travel landscape to take advantage of that.
Well, right now it would be just to go overseas because it's cheaper to travel over there right now because they want the money there. We're getting more for our dollar right now to travel.
Right.
They're not. So they're not coming here.
Right.
So the exchange for them is bad. Because, like, an example, like, a lot of Canadians come down to the States in the winter, and a lot of them are not coming because they're not getting a true exchange. Mm-hmm. And so they can't afford to stay, like, a week for a month or 2 months like they usually do.
Oh, how about that?
It's the opposite now. It's for us to go there, and our dollar is going to stretch longer to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you still got to be careful where you're going because of all that's going on, you know, with the refugees coming in. We have somebody who is Hungarian who's over there, lives here, goes back and forth, went over to take care of his mom, and he said things are very, very bad in Hungary. And he's selling his mother's property and coming back to the States because his mother passed away. But he said it's really bad. And he's living it, you know, and they're not saying that on the news. So you have to know, and my family too in Italy, the same thing. They're saying the same thing. They're having issues with the refugees coming across, and I think the issues now is because of what happened in France and what's been going on in Brussels and Belgium and everything. The security has gotten tight, and now you have to get checked at the border, and you better have the passports, and you better have your papers in order, because Americans have always traveled overseas with passport, but the Europeans have not.
Yeah.
Some of the countries don't even require you to cross with a passport to show a driver's license, you know?
Right.
That's all coming to a halt. It's just like going back to pre-war, War II. Same thing. Security is going to be tight right now everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. So you just got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know? But going overseas is the best time to try to go if you want to go.
Well, okay.
And they're having a very mild winter.
Good.
Because we're having warm weather here. El Nino affects that flow over there. It is what it is.
Cool. All right. So there you go. You can take advantage of that and get a better value for your vacation.
Yeah, you can, and you can do it now, even if you put a deposit, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say something. A lot of things are booked and sold already.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. The only thing you're going to get are cancellations if somebody is canceled out and they can't make it or something.
Right.
Yeah, because I always try to tell people plan at least a year in advance for Europe. You can't do it on a fast thing. Then you're going to pay.
Okay.
And I'm hoping the airlines start coming down on their prices. Because the fuel has really dropped.
Yeah, they have no excuse now. They've made it.
And charging all these fees and charging for leg room and charging for this seat. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy.
It makes it a very distasteful experience in purchasing an airline ticket. It really does.
Yeah, I mean, to travel even first class in the United States is a $1,200 or $1,300 ticket. Come on.
Yeah.
You're flying across the United States. It can't be that much money.
Mm. Yep.
So I don't get it.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I am.
Yeah. But I had a little surprise this year. We've been keeping a secret. Speaking of traveling and families and what have you, my daughter is expecting twins.
Wow. All right.
Right.
Two little travel agents coming this way. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So I was gearing today's show with the new things that have come out for families who are looking to travel with children.
Uh-huh.
And what they're having going on. Now, the national parks in the United States are celebrating 100-year anniversary. So there's, like, companies out there taking it to a new level to take families who want to do, like, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon. They have all kinds of things set up for families to do really interactive things with nature and get to know what's going on. And what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the phone rings while I'm on the phone.
Wow. Hey, well, maybe they're getting congratulations for your announcement.
Yeah, whatever. Anyhow, Yellowstone National Park has this grizzly and wolf. Hang on a second.
It's okay.
Wolf Discovery Center.
Uh-huh.
That takes injured prey. They have 8 bears, 6 wolves, 9 birds of prey, many of which were orphaned or sustained an injury, but they didn't want to have them euthanized.
Right.
So you get